Griswold has officially approved Ryan Lockwood as a head coach of the boys basketball program. This news comes as former boys basketball head coach Matt Spinangle announced that he was moving to Missouri after he graduated in the spring. Lockwood formerly served as the girls basketball head coach for 2 years while serving as an assistant to Chris Hamilton for 3 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I spent 5 years with the girls program, 3 as assistant, and then the last 2 as head coach. And you know, it's always hard to leave something that you've put some time into and really have seen good growth and got connected to. You know, when the boys position came available, you know, there's some thought process into maybe doing it, but I really didn't have any thoughts to leave the girls program. Having some conversations with people, you know, including my assistant coach with the girls this last year, and hearing that he had some interest in looking into that position for the girls, knowing that the girls would be in good hands and that, you know, I wasn't leaving them high and dry. They had a great person to follow up with what I'd been working hard at. It made it a lot easier to kind of explore that option a little bit.
The timing seemed perfect for Lockwood to take over the boys basketball program. Griswold brings back the entire team from last season, including leading scorers Bodie Wyman and Peyton Cook, who averaged over 11 points per game last year. Lockwood saw the perfect connection with the boys as the baseball coach, and that it would be the best option moving forward to shift to being the boys basketball coach.
And looking at the boys, you know, they've got a lot of talented seniors who are going to be seniors next year, a lot of talented going to be juniors next year. It's like, you know, time is kind of the essence. Those kids need to keep continuing on the progress that they've been seeing and keep pushing towards that. And I thought, you know, with coaching a lot of those guys in baseball and stuff, I thought it would be a good fit to be able to have that connection and jump in and not really lose any steam going forward. So I thought maybe for both programs, it would be the best, and overall for our school, it might be the best option.
Lockwood was able to help grow the girls basketball program in becoming a more defensive team. The defensive growth continued to pay off for the girls and will look to continue going forward next season, even without Lockwood at the helm.
Yeah, obviously we had a lot of focus towards the defensive side of that program. We just always had a lot of good things going, but we had a lot of girls in that program that just didn't have a great depth of knowledge in different defenses and stuff. And you know, looking at this last season, we were able to implement both man-to-man and zone defenses, different presses, and be able to run in and out of those fluidly throughout the middle of games and all that. And it really led us to be more competitive in every game. And, you know, that was a lot of fun to see that growth and see the hard work really pay off and see the girls see that that's paying off. And so I look for that to continue to just become more and more evident how much they're going to continue to improve defensively. You know, I don't see that going by the wayside anytime. And really towards the end of the season there, we were seeing the confidence on the offensive end really increase, playing more of a free-flowing basketball game. And just, you know, once they become more and more confident, again, they have a group of going to be seniors that are going to just keep propelling everything forward. So I'm really excited to watch the growth too.
Coach Lockwood emphasized that he is looking forward to continuing the growth and hard work that has continued to pay off for the boys basketball team over the last few years. The Tigers will feature 6 seniors next season who have continued to help accelerate the growth of the program and will compete at the highest level.
Really getting to be a part of their energy and their hard work. I've really seen that grow over the last couple of years with the basketball program. Again, there's about half of those basketball players that I coach on the baseball side of things, and really seeing their confidence levels, their maturity, their growth, their enjoyment for the game, a willingness to step in and do those extra things, be it open gyms, be it those workouts, and just get that stuff in. Watching that all come to fruition for these incoming seniors, all the hard work they've put in over the last going to be 4 years, the last 3 years going into this next year, I'm excited to see how much they enjoy seeing what all that work has accomplished for them, because I really look forward to do good things.
Lockwood was officially approved by the school board on Tuesday, March 19th, to take over as the varsity boys basketball coach. He is taking over a program that went 5-16 and 3-9 in quarter conference play. I'm Zach Collins reporting.